I've had a few friends that are now 6 feet under because of the issue.
The DEA calls it the deadliest drug threat our country has ever faced. Boston 25 News reporter Drew Caritas first told us about Trank last fall, and Drew, several of the people you spoke with tonight had friends die due to this Narcan-resistant drug.
Mark, the latest data from a state-funded collaborative tracking program shows that about a third of New England's illegal street drug supply is laced with xylazine, also known as Trank and the zombie drug. As you just mentioned, those we talked with tonight believe recent overdoses involving people they know are linked to this animal tranquilizer.
You might think you're getting heroin, but next thing you know, you drop down, you drop, you die. It's a tranquilizer.
The new warning from federal authorities about an emerging public safety threat, fentanyl and other drugs mixed with the animal tranquilizer xylazine, is not a surprise to those who have dealt with recent overdose losses in the Boston area.
I know quite a few people that most likely passed away due to this new stuff.
Will Revis tells us he just had two friends die last week and suspects the anesthetic approved for veterinary use with large animals is to blame.
It's just going to get worse. More people are going to die. More people, you're going to have more people migrate over here because they're going to hear that people are dropping. Like I said, people want to get high when they hear people are dropping because they realize they think the effect is 10 times greater, which in reality it's not. It's just killing you.
Public health experts believe people are taking xylazine both unknowingly and intentionally because some people report that it lengthens the euphoric effects of fentanyl. Narcan, a crucial tool in saving lives in the opioid epidemic, is not effective with xylazine because it's not an opioid.
It's put my life in danger. Like when I woke up, it was like a shock, like a sense of something I can't explain.
I've had a few friends that are now 6 feet under because of the issue.
This woman, who says she recently got off the streets, found a job, and is trying to stay clean, tells us she's worried that the escalating danger isn't sinking in with those at greatest risk.
It's scary to just even think about it. I'm about to cry. If I poison somebody with rat poisoning, I go to jail for murder. So if you're going to poison somebody with xylazine, you should be buried under the jail.
Repeated xylazine use is associated with skin ulcers and severe wounds, including the rotting of human tissue that can lead to amputation. Just last month, the FDA said it took action to prevent xylazine from entering the U.S. market for illicit purposes. We're live in Boston. Drew Caritas for your local station, Boston 25 News.